Well, before we open it up to just general questions, we earlier went through and introduced everybody and they asked about what their concerns were. One of the concerns was a situation where you have a carrier that is showing symptoms of the disease, and what are the chances that children of the carrier could end up getting the disease? Did I do that properly?
The person.
Yes. The question essentially becomes, do individuals who are carriers show symptoms of Friedreich ataxia? The answer is no.
Well, she only has the one.
Right. So when you send the genetic test off, it will come back. If done in most labs, they'll look at the length of the GAA repeat. And if you don't have two, then they'll say you don't have Friedreich ataxia unless you carry a point mutation or deletion on the other allele, which would not have been picked up by GAA repeat analysis. That's about 2 to 5% of people with Friedreich ataxia, depending on which study you look at. There is another DNA test where you simply sequence the other allele and establish whether there is a mutation depicted by sequencing. If that is negative, then there is another type of analysis called MLPA analysis, where you can look for the presence of a large deletion. If a person has symptomatology, they almost certainly carry that. There's also a backdoor way in, which, knowing the economics of genetic testing, those individuals with insurance companies are hesitant to pay until we threaten them. You can actually look at the levels of frataxin in either blood or cheek swab, the deficient protein. We can do this as a research test through CHOP, and also can be billed as a clinical test based on a blood spot through Mayo Clinic. I don't know the link to that site off the top of my head. I imagine they charge much less. If a person has a low frataxin level within the disease range, they have Friedreich ataxia and they are not a carrier, certainly, which tells us there must be a point mutation on the other allele. So having met your daughter in the other room, she has the information right now to get the point mutation sequencing done.
Okay, so should her daughter
I would. The first thing is to show her daughter a question. I would sort out what she has first. And how old is her daughter?
Nine.
So right now, unless your daughter has married a carrier, which the random chance in the United States population is about 1 in 100, her daughter won't be able to get Friedreich ataxia since it requires two abnormal alleles. Your daughter almost certainly has two. Even though that one test didn't find it, there's another one that means you just haven't found it.
Okay. So that means you've got it too.
So I'm going to presume that within your family, you have been tested as well. Is that what you're telling me? No.
No, neither one of us. No one. She's at first.
Okay. Each of her parents, your daughter's parents, would be a carrier.
Okay. We're her parents.
Okay. So each of you would be a carrier, presumptively. And I would know. Yeah, if you need to. It's one of those things. I'm not sure whether it's necessary for you. It's a convenient research test, but I'm not sure you all need to know.
Okay. As long as you know now that it's not just because she's a carrier.
No. She almost... And be careful what you read on paper.
Well, that testing for that.
Yeah.
That.
The fine print is where the answer probably is.
Dave, what's their next step?
Their next step is for your daughter. We'll work with her to get it paid for through her doctor, and if not, we'll go through one of the back door with it.
Questions: could age and orange have an effect?
There would be no reason to believe so. Based on Masimo's genetic epidemiology study, there is a founder mutation which started essentially all Friedreich ataxia 23,000 years ago. In the year of Asia Minor is what is said.
Well, our oldest daughter has Asian orange. She has the woman who's Asian orange.
Unlikely to be related.
Okay, we're just kind of wrong.